Roy and Laurent. Kiss 95.1.
And we are back.
Just like that.
You thought we were gone, but we're just back again. How is everybody? I feel like we just saw each other. We did the Atrium Health Talent Show last night. We posted that the last couple nights. It's where the people from Atrium Health, formerly known as Carolina Health Systems, no matter what office you're in, from like Davidson all the way down to Rock Hill and beyond, if you're part of Atrium Health, you can jump into this talent show. Whether you're a nurse, a security guard, a doctor, a pharmacist, whatever, anybody who works within the system can get on the talent show. And there was some good talent last night.
Yeah, we've been hosting it for 3 or 4 years now, and it has grown so much. The first year Roy and I hosted, it was in this like little room at the hospital. And then it's just gotten bigger and bigger every single year.
Yeah.
We were at the Fillmore last night.
We were at the coup de grace was last night at the Fillmore. Before that, we were at the Dilworth Bar and Grill. Remember, they had a side room. And then last year, we were in some community center.
Yeah.
Just growing and growing, man. So big shout out to all the men and women and all the volunteers from Atrium for putting it together last night. It's a good show.
Oh, we've done this for 4 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you think about it, because you and I did it the first year.
Yeah.
Then it was
you were a Hornets cheerleader then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like.
And I really wasn't sleeping. I'm back to the same place that I was 4 years ago.
Because I remember the first year we did it, you had to go to a Hornets practice like at 9:30.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, y'all, she came in. She did the practice until like 10:30. Then she came in to do a morning radio show.
It's pretty funny, though, Loren, because we have to stretch for time sometimes.
Yeah.
So I got some audio of Roy stretching that maybe we'll play.
Roy is my favorite person in the entire
world. Here's the
thing.
There were sometimes I didn't realize I had a stretch.
The whole thing was kind of funny last night, including, you know, me messing up a name. And
what name did you mess up?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
And then me ending a performance when it wasn't over.
Roy talking over a performance before it was done.
Got on stage the whole nine yards.
All right. That was awesome.
Hang out with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll get into this a little deeper.
Domingo, Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So much to do today. I mean, just so much show content, as we call it in the business.
I know. We're going to get through a lot.
Plus, we got $1,000 to give you at 8 a.m., Confession Wednesday, War of the Roses at 6:50, The Dirty on the 30, Celebrity Gossip. Loren's ripping through it right now.
Ripping.
Trying to decide what to talk about and what not to talk about. Does Barbara Bush make The Dirty? The former First Lady passed away last night. We'll find out at 6:30 this morning right here on the MRL Show.
So we were all up late last night because we were hosting the Atrium Health Has Talent Show.
I'm driving home last night. After that, Roy, at about 9:15, I'm getting off of 485 onto Ray Road, heading back to Waxhaw.
Because
I live so far away from everything. And it just clicked in my head. Did you hear that? I got a CNN alert on my phone. There was a glitch in the IRS system. So they've actually given everyone an extra day to file their taxes.
Yeah.
No.
So today is the new deadline.
I did not know that.
According to CNN.
I don't know why I always thought it was the 18th. I knew it was the 15th for a long time, but then I thought they gave you until the 18th for some reason.
No, it was always the 15th, unless the 15th falls on a weekend.
Which happened this year.
Yeah.
That's why.
I think last year.
Right. That's why the 17th was the date. But anyway, so I'm like, who waits to the last minute? Then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I got my refund federally, but I owe North Carolina and I hadn't paid it.
You got to pay your taxes.
So last night at 9:30, I get home and I'm on the computer. Amanda's asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, what's your social security number? She's like, what are you doing? Huh? I was like, I got to pay our taxes. I got 3 hours before midnight. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. I was making fun of everyone else. And I'm like, oh, crap.
You're that guy.
So stereotypical of Manny. That's my life in a nutshell. Oh, my God. I didn't do it either.
I do that option where they take where they pay it out of your federal. You know that one?
My accountant doesn't offer that option. I have to actually go do it.
Oh, that's
they take it out of your refund?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But if you owe federal, maybe, but
No. If I owe state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somehow like I take it out of that.
Anyway, it's not that big of a deal. You go on the website, punch in names, and it was pretty easy. But the Atrium Health Talent Show is funny.
Oh, it was great, man. We had a blast.
You know, no names are ever easy.
ever easy.
So there was somebody that introduced us, and she's there every year, and she's so sweet. And although she did say Manny more than once, okay.
She was about 50-50 on Loren and Lauren.
Yeah. Roy, she got right, no problem.
Because I'm the one with the easiest name out of y'all.
So I wanted to thank her for introducing us. So I went over to the girl at the desk who runs the kind of the whole thing, and I said, what's her name? She said, Tina. So I said, thanks, Tina. And she got on the mic, and I don't know if you guys heard her or not. She goes, I'm not Tina.
What?
Yeah, the person who I asked what her name was, her name is Tina. So I think she thought I said, what's your name?
That's funny. What?
Yeah.
So it was loud in there.
So that started things last night.
That's good. Is that when Loren and I were on stage and you just went off stage? There was a moment that Loren and I looked around and you were gone.
Sometimes I have to coordinate things off stage while you guys are stretching it out. Yeah. But it was funny because... You know, the talent show, it has to stay on time.
Yes.
That's the big thing.
Which is nothing but all the doctors and staff.
Right. And so it was so funny. We thought it was hilarious because Roy is very punctual on his, you know, time that he's going to get to the stage to make the announcement. You know, hey, give it up for blah, blah, blah. Up next, it's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We rotated. One of us went on, another went on, and then another went on. And Roy, tell everyone about the time that you went on and you thought the performance was over and it wasn't.
So I go up to the stage. And the song comes to an end, y'all. And she's a dancer. Comes to an end. So, and people start clapping. And I'm like, yeah, give it up for. I'm just going to say Tiffany. Give it up for Tiffany. Everyone's clapping. And then I'm like walking up to her. And the music starts again. And she starts dancing.
Yeah, was she a dancer or a singer?
She was a dancer. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Meanwhile, I'm like crawling back to the side of the stage.
But you like stood at the stage
like
ever. And I was like, I mean, Roy, do you want a hook?
Well, I thought. I didn't think that she'd be up there for another minute dancing. I thought it, and then so.
Like it was an outro or something, right?
Yeah. She had a whole performance, so I'm just awkwardly standing there.
There was.
That's awesome.
There was also a moment where.
Lauren and I were dying laughing at that, by the way.
Gosh,
I was falling on her.
Because I'm trying to end a performance.
Yeah, because you didn't know. You're like, there it is. Give it up for Michelle Johnson. And all of a sudden you're like, bah.
And then when she finally was finished, like Roy did not go back on the stage until she was like in the dressing room.
Yes, I waited.
There was another moment though last night where we were supposed to be handing over the mic to do raffles, and Roy and I were on stage stretching because we're waiting for the people to do the raffles to come up. And I guess Roy was talking too much because they specifically wanted his microphone.
Yeah, so we're stretching because we thought they needed time. They didn't need time. They needed our microphone.
Right.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, so
the girl's like, stop talking. I want that one. You don't talk anymore. Give me that microphone.
Yeah. Come on, give it to me.
I was like, oh, you need our microphone. We were waiting on you.
Anyway, it was a great show. I actually have audio of Roy. That will play, I don't know, maybe in an hour from now. We don't have time to get to it. But Roy was trying to stretch on stage. Again, it was during setup because some people had keyboards, some people had guitar.
And by the way, we'll get into
it. We kind of threw him under the bus, though, during that specific time because we were all supposed to go.
Yeah, there was a whole thing where I look back and you were supposed to be with me and I was trying to talk. But in my head, the only thing I was thinking about was
how come
you two aren't with me?
Because we're busy recording it for tomorrow's show.
You jerks.
So we'll play that. But it was funny because when you're on stage and you're stretching during, you know, stage setup, when they're trying to set up a keyboard or a guitar or bring out, you know, a speaker or whatever it is, you have to stretch with the crowd. That's what the host does.
Yeah.
And Roy started going into a whole thing about my big, fat, fabulous life, and the crowd was not responding. I don't think anybody cared.
No, I think the place was just so big you couldn't see or hear because they were so far away.
That's
and there were lights on stage.
No, I said, anybody see us on TV with TLC's My Big, Fat, Fabulous Life? And you heard, yeah.
Okay, I was trying to be kind.
How about that Whitney Way Thor, huh? She's hilarious. Testing.
Hello. Do you have even TV, you doctors?
Do doctors have TV?
They don't have time to watch TV, Roy. Wrong That's audience. Awesome.
All right, we'll get into that, though, in an hour from now. Up next, we want to talk about, did you hear what happened in Michigan? The name of a Wi-Fi network. Somebody named their Wi-Fi network a name that prompted a gym to evacuate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, over a bomb threat. We'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren, Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Love that guy.
So, it's so funny. I posted on Insta the other day, on my personal Insta, Radio Manny, mm-hmm. that somebody in my neighborhood has their Wi-Fi, because I got Roku and I had to sign on to Wi-Fi, Lauren. It's a whole thing.
I know. I saw your post. It was funny.
Yeah, and their Wi-Fi name is It Burns When I Pee.
IP.
IP. The letters
yeah.
IP.
Yeah.
And I texted all the fun guys in the neighborhood that I hang out with, and I was like, who is this? And everybody's like, oh, my God, that is so funny. Who is it? Nobody owned up to it.
That's even cooler.
Right. So then I come into work, and I see a Michigan gym. Somebody who goes to the gym was looking for a Wi-Fi connection and found one named Remote Detonator.
Oh, my gosh.
And that prompted the evacuation of the gym, and it prompted the PD to bring in the bomb-sniffing dogs. The Saginaw News reported that nothing was found in the search on Sunday. Saginaw, the chief of police, said that the person who brought the Wi-Fi's name to the attention to the manager, then they evacuated the building just to be safe. There is no crime, no threat, so no charges are expected. He notes that a lot of people often have odd names for their Wi-Fi connections.
I have odd names for mine.
What do you got?
Mine's Secret Spy Network. That's what I have in my house. Which, and by the way, before that, it used to be pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that funny. One I've heard.
My
yeah.
mom's is Wild Quail or something. And I'm like, where did you even come up with that? She's like, I don't know. Your brother did it. I'm like,
Wild
clearly.
Quail.
And it's not easy to do it. Like, you have to go to, like, your router.
Oh, to change the name?
Yeah. I mean, you have to. It's not like you could change it, you know, on your TV or something like that. You have to go to your computer and change it wherever your router is.
I have an app, and it just kind of controls it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So people commented on my thing, and there's a couple funny ones, like FBI surveillance.
Yeah, that's
film
good.
A Kraken.
Oh, gosh. Trojan virus is always good.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Trojan virus.
Oh. Yeah, nobody wants to click on that one.
Let's click see. Down. My neighbor's is Give Me My Flamingos Back. Two girls, one router.
Oh, my gosh. Two girls, one router.
Let's see. We'll trade password for beer.
Those are funny, man. Y'all have a fun
I love bacon.
Neighborhood.
Let's see. Not even joking. Ours is hillbillies.
Hillbillies.
Don't steal my internet. That's another one. FBI surveillance van is a big one.
Yeah, everyone uses that one.
Little Lady Flounder said my neighbor's is Martin Router King. And Martin Router King Jr. playing homage.
And then I don't understand it, like when some people still have like the default name and the default password. Like I had to enter the password of Sterling's Wi-Fi, and it was like a gazillion letters. I'm like, you didn't change that?
Right. Ours isn't changed either.
Why?
I know, it's obnoxious.
It's like 40 things you got to type in.
Because I barely have time to do laundry, let alone change my router.
Yeah, Roy.
I'm sorry. I feel like that's a sensitive subject.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Mine is FBI surveillance van 2.
That's cool. I like that one. I think mine may have been that at one time.
I've had no problem with it.
Yeah, with people don't want to mess with it.
Nah.
If they see that. That's good.
Now, before you had it as FBI surveillance, did people try to mess with your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So saying it's FBI surveillance van is actually a deterrence.
Yeah, is it that or ISIS?
Either that or what?
ISIS. Oh, ain't nobody gonna mess with that either.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
ISIS recruiting network.
I ain't clicking it.
Thanks, Joey.
I ain't clicking it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Taylor Swift, she had a stalker that was arrested. But wait until you hear what this man was caught with.
Now, her internet? Her Wi-Fi?
No. So the Colorado man was arrested at her Beverly Hills home, and it was later revealed that he had a mask, rubber gloves with him, a knife, and black rope as well.
Yeah. I mean, you make a big deal about that, but I drove in Roy's car the other day, and that's what I had to move off the passenger seat.
Okay,
that exact...
Buddy, if you're stalking someone, it doesn't look good for you. And I know I've told this story before, probably later, much later in the show, but I had a girlfriend whose mom was dating somebody, and he was arrested. She had like a heart palpitation, or she thought she was having a heart attack, and she went to the hospital, and like, divine intervention, this man was arrested the same day with a shovel, rope, and a mallet in the back of his truck.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, they were supposed to go on a date that night to, like, a secluded area and everything else. So, I mean, that's, like, no joke.
Wow.
Zane was dropped by his manager. Now, his longtime manager have parted ways. She's saying that he was challenging to work with, that he refused to do promotion for his debut album, and he didn't want a tour behind it either.
Yeah, because he said he had anxiety, couldn't do the performances.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
So give the guy a break. It's a mental illness.
Yeah, but also know that if you want your records to sell, you got to go to radio. You got to do concerts. You got to do TV.
He has a hard time on stage.
I get that. But, and here's the thing. And I'm not saying this to be ugly, because I kind of feel the same way about Selena Gomez. And I love Selena Gomez.
Oh, boy.
But no, sometimes you got to walk away. Like, if something is not good for you, you have to know when to walk away from it.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. If your career is hurting you, get a new career.
Kind of sounded to me, though, like maybe Zane was going to give it a shot to try and do it. Because I remember a radio company had the first time he put out Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Zane did a performance, and remember, he did one song and then left and left a lot of radio listeners upset. And he was like, I couldn't. I had major anxiety looking at them.
Right.
So I felt really bad for him.
I do feel bad for him. But like I said, that just might not be your profession.
I think he needs the comfort of the four other boys.
Yeah. Or he needs the comfort of us to go like we do. We talk way too much when we're on stage.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or
IEC last night.
Honestly, or he just needs to step back from performing in the spotlight and be a singer, like be a writer for others. Stars,
right.
You know what I mean?
Idea. Yeah, man.
There's money in that.
Well, if he ever comes in, we have a whole list of things for him to do, so that's good.
Great. So Rachel Platten, she's been talking about what went wrong with her national anthem, and she says she's so embarrassed. She said it was incredibly embarrassing, and I'm trying to forgive myself for it. I've been retracing my steps to try to figure out what happened, because it's been hanging over me, but all I can come up with is that I was so nervous, because it's the most important song to our country. She said she was proud that she was able to finish the song, though.
That's good.
And that's what
okay.
I was about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
And sad news, but Barbara Bush has passed away at the age of 92. That is your dirty for now.
Thank you, Loren. Let's see what's coming up next. I didn't print our show sheets, our rundown, so I have to go here. Oh. I know. We have a request. We have to ask someone if they can help us with something that we're planning. We can't give you every detail because we do have to leave some imagination, but it's a radio segment, and we need an item. And maybe you guys can help us, or you know someone who can. We'll get to it in just about 7 minutes.
Hey, Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If there's anyone out there that can help the MRL Morning Show, it would be very, very nice of you to just pass that information along to either our producer, Nicole, by calling us or hit us up on Instagram and Twitter direct message. What are we in need of, Roy?
Now, please understand, we can't tell you everything because we want to make it a surprise on the radio. But we need a crane.
We are planning something for Cinco de Mayo, a segment on the Friday before Cinco de Mayo. And
we need a crane.
We need a crane or a scissor lift or something that can lift like at least 700 pounds above the ground.
Yes.
Like sturdy enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't need like the big skyscraper cranes because they get like 12 of those uptowns. We don't need that.
No.
But this I just mean, needs listen, something push to... comes to shove. We'll take one of those too.
We just need something to, you know.
A helicopter could hover.
Yeah.
I don't know if a helicopter couldn't hover. No.
I don't know. Anything that could lift like 700 pounds.
So who are we talking to? We're talking to anybody in the construction business. We are willing. We have attorneys involved, so they will sign the proper paperwork to make sure that this segment is safe.
Yes.
We are looking for someone who maybe works at Sunbelt Rentals, United Rentals, anybody who works in a crane business or has a piece of heavy equipment that they can bring down to the radio station for an hour.
So let's borrow it.
You run it. We just we'll talk to you off the air about what we have planned. But we're striking out behind the scenes on trying to get a hold of something. So that would be helpful. Hello, Intern Justice.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So Intern Justice has been with us for a while. She does a great job. Her and Leary, they're both here. Thanks. So Intern Justice came in with a new hairstyle
today. I noticed that. It's very new.
Somebody ask her how long it took her to get it done.
Someone did, or you want
to? No, you ask her. Somebody, I already know, and it's surprising. That's why I'm bringing her in.
Okay, how long? Because it goes, so describe the hair.
Can we guess? Can we guess?
Yeah, well, let's describe the hair. It goes all the way down. Turn around for me. It goes like all the way down.
It goes past.
She got braids.
She's got braids all the way back down to your lower back.
Yeah.
How long is your hair?
I have a shortcut. So okay. It's like to your chin?
What's the longest, Lorraine, what's the longest you've been at the hair salon
time? I've had extensions before, so I'm going to equate it to that, and I'm going to say that took 6 hours.
6 hours?
And your guess?
I was nowhere near 6 hours, so now I'm scared. I was going to say 3, 2.
Oh, they're funny, aren't they?
2 or 3. Very funny.
8 hours.
11
hours?
Yeah.
That's a full day.
Yeah.
What?
If she got there at 9 a.m., you didn't leave till 9 p.m.
No, I started at 3 p.m. on Sunday. It was only supposed to take like 5 hours, but...
Well, see, I was close.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to take.
Yeah.
So what happened? What were the...
So apparently I got really bad hair. I got the hair that the girl that was supposed to do my hair, she told me to get this kind of hair, and I've never gotten it before, and... When my friend was doing my hair, she was like, this hair is so ratchet. Like, because it kept getting tangled. Like, every time she tried to braid it,
where
it would
get
tangled.
The hair?
A beauty supply store. There's, like, this big store, and they just have a lot of weave.
Yeah.
And, like, wigs and rubber bands and hair
supplies.
Okay,
that's cool. Yeah. Is it expensive?
It was $5 a pack. And that's probably why it
How many
took
packs
so
do you need?
We use 3 packs.
Okay.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, but normally we use like 5, but she didn't put as many braids in there because it was just taking forever.
Well, it looks really good.
It looks awesome.
Thank you.
How long will that last now? Like, when will you have to get your hair done again?
Probably like 2 months.
Well, I said at least 11 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Extensions usually last, I was going to say 2 months.
Yeah.
That's about
We had a producer who had similar hairstyle, and she would wrap it into a knot. Remember that?
The top knot. I love the top knot.
Oh, yeah.
Like a top knot.
I'm going to do that, but right now I can barely even move it because it hurts so bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really tight. Anytime you get extensions, and yours is braided into your real hair.
Yeah.
Like ours, mine was just taped in, but it's still really tight. It gives you a headache for like a week.
Ooh. It hurts. I haven't been able to sleep, really.
You women put yourself through so much just to...
I know, but if you think about it, you don't have to do anything to your hair for 2 months. So it's kind of worth it.
I guess.
Your hair grows underneath and stuff. So,
no, it looks good, but I just thought it was crazy that you were there for 11 hours. And did you take breaks?
Not really. I mean, I got up and I made some cereal at one point.
Made some cereal?
But my butt was hurting really bad.
That's
because I was sitting on the floor. My friend, she helped me last minute because the lady that was supposed to do my hair canceled.
Okay, gotcha. So,
well, it looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Looks really good.
Thanks.
Think Roy can get that look?
No, maybe. I can't get that look.
You probably have to get a wig.
We can put it into your hair.
No, there's no
I don't
way.
Think his hair is long enough.
I just want you to get a mullet, like an extension of mullet.
No, I'm always good with short hair.
By the way, you know Tom, who works the digital aspect of the MRL show. His last day is on Monday, and his hair is way out of control. So we proposed to him to do what we've done in the past, the blindfolded haircut.
Oh.
And he said yes. He's up for it.
Yeah.
So
are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'll be here on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so I think Monday we're going to have the razor. The three of us will be blindfolded, and we just take a shot at his hair. He's cool with it. Then we're going to take him down to Aveda downstairs, you know, the school, and we'll pay for him to have it nice and shaped up. But
good.
He's up for it.
So make sure you start listening to the show around this time Monday.
Yeah.
We'll begin the process together of blindfoldingly cutting an intern's hair.
I can't believe he said yes to it, but he's down for it.
That's
he needs
crazy.
A haircut. All right. Thanks. Have a great day. Justice doing what you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
there
you.
She goes.
Still to come.
Go write those questions for Campy and Loren now. War of the Roses, we got to get into it. Monica and Christian. Christian wants to see if Monica is cheating on him during a break. We talked about this yesterday, right? right around 7 o'clock. What is a break?
Yeah, what does the rules mean? And is it okay for her to see other people, or is it cheating? That's what we have to uncover with this War of the Roses. We'll do that coming up less than 10 minutes.
Now it's informed at overreact2stroke.com. That's overreact2stroke.com.
If your office is looking for something fun to do for a great cause with QB1 Cam Newton, and you haven't done it before, maybe you were on the field last year for the kickball tournament with Cam. We're bringing it back again. It's the 4th annual Kicking with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament on Friday, June 1st. Cam1Newton.com. Cam1Newton.com for details. Go ahead and sign up your office. You want to do that one, or you want to wait?
Well, we're working on our 7 a.m. break right now.
Uh-oh.
So join Kiss 95.1 for Saturday, May 5th for Cinco de Pupo.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action-packed free day of fun and festivities just for pets.
Mm-hmm.
The celebration begins at 10 a.m. At Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville.
That's what Monica sounds like on the War of the Roses that you're about to hear when Lauren's offering her the roses. She goes, You can listen for that and find out if she is going to send the roses to Christian or another guy during their break. We'll find out in 3 minutes.
You're about to bust a cheek.
Great.
All right. Okay. Great. All right, Christian. Good luck, okay, bud?
All right. Thank you. Monica, I'm going to call you after this.
No, no, don't call me.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
In the ever-changing world of the MRL show, where something happens to one of us every single day, someone was pulled over yesterday and used a crazy excuse to get out of a ticket. That person will step up to the microphone in 3 minutes on the MRL show.
MKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
$1,000 in your pocket in 1 hour from now. It's the Kiss Cash Code. So many people are winning thousands of dollars, and we're not asking you to do anything crazy to win that money. You just got to listen for the code word, text that code word, and wait 15 minutes. And if we hit you back, then that means you're $1,000 richer. What will you do with $1,000? Think about it.
Pay off some credit card debt.
Pay an attorney.
I got that bill in the mail yesterday.
Yeah. Pay off the IRS after you owe them money.
Pay a speeding ticket.
Pay a speeding ticket. Who got pulled over by a cop yesterday?
It was me.
What'd you do? What happened?
Okay. Well, I mean, y'all know I have the new Jeep. And so
Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper. And I'm still trying to figure out, you know, because it feels like you're going slower than you actually are in the Jeep. And my GPS does this weird thing where it's supposed to tell you like how fast the speed limit is in the area that you're in. But mine is always wrong. Like I have to have it reset or something because I'll be in like a 30 and it'll say like 56 is your, you know, miles per hour, which I know is wrong. But I was going down Providence Road yesterday after the show and I guess I was going a little fast. And I got yanked.
By like 10 over, 12 over.
Yeah.
Okay, but
what's the saying? It's like
9, you're fine. 10, you're mine.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was right there.
All right, but you didn't get a ticket.
I did not.
What excuse did you give? Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I pulled the whole, I'm sorry. I'm just really excited. I'm on my way home to see my son take his first steps.
Oh my gosh,
that worked.
Hold on. So the guy's like, do you know how fast you're going? And I was like, honestly, I don't. I was like, I'm really sorry. But I was like, I'm really trying to get home. And he had a 20-month-old. And he said, when he came back to the car, he ran my stuff and he came back. And he hands me my license and registration back. And he says, please slow down. I have a 20-month-old too. And it was the most exciting thing when he started to walk.
Oh, my gosh.
How would that work? See, I would think the cop would be like, well, you can't see your son walk if you die in a car accident. Here's your ticket. Have a nice day.
It wasn't reckless driving, Roy.
Jeez, Roy, you're ruthless.
I know.
What?
Ruthless police officer.
And I was, honestly, I was like going with traffic. It's not like. Yeah.
You know, sometimes people come up with the craziest things to get out of a ticket. And if you, how did you get out of a ticket? 704-570-9595. You know, I used to be a police explorer, like a police cadet. And I remember the time that we pulled someone over and the person had a big old pot, like a big silver pot in the back of the car. And the person was going like 15 over. And the officer said, ma'am, why are you speeding? Where are you going so fast? And she's like, that's a big pot of soup I'm taking to the homeless shelter.
Aww.
Well, how can you write someone a ticket?
You can't, but you can also say, You know,
who's trying to feed the homeless?
No, I get it, but you're like, do you need to be in a, you know, you don't have to be in a rush.
Yeah, the homeless people are starving. She has to feed them.
Yeah.
So we let that, he let that go.
Well, it's crazy what works, but Roy's right. We want to hear your phone calls on how you got out of a ticket.
Now it's your turn. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Of course you should never speed, but sometimes an officer uses their discretion and they let you go. So what happened? What'd you do to get out of a ticket? 704-570-9595. And no way, by the way, what you're about to hear is going to work for you. Just to be clear. Just to be clear. Don't be like, oh, well, I heard on the MRL Morning Show, I can do this.
Nope. But you know what? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take in life.
Oh, man.
Katie.
Yeah.
Hey, so Lorenz said she had to get home to watch her son's first steps, and the police officer, who happened to have a 20-month-old, agreed that that was reason enough to get home. What was your excuse?
Well, I was telling, I actually have a few that I've gotten out of, but I was just going to tell, two if I have a minute, but one was kind of like Lorenz with trying to get home. And so I was going to my child's in-home daycare to go pick them up, and I had diapers in the front seat with me. And so I had just gone to the store, and so I had gotten pulled over. I was speeding. I didn't even realize it. And so I kind of played up, I was just going to pick up my child. And, you know, he kind of saw the diapers and kind of felt bad for me. And I just had a really long day. And so luckily I got out of that one.
Huh.
And then another time was more like when I was 17 and I was just going way over, just young and didn't.
Yeah.
You just got your license. And so, pulled me over, saw the lights, first time pulled over. I just started crying. I started saying I just got my SAT scores back and I did terrible on them. And he just felt really bad for me too. And
really?
Kind of let me go.
Wow.
There
with
you
a
go.
Warning, you need to slow down.
You're getting a lot of nice cops.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.
You
Bye.
Got it. I like Sanaya on our Facebook Live, which, by the way, you can watch us on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, said only white people get out of tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. This segment isn't for everyone.
Maybe. Yeah.
Who knows? This is Angela and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Angela.
I was actually talking with a coworker about tickets yesterday, which is funny because, you know, your show today has tickets.
Yeah, we overheard that conversation and stole it for today.
Oh, gee, okay. I didn't realize you guys were in my office, too.
How'd you get out of it?
She didn't, actually. She was with her mother and driving home, and she had to go to the bathroom really bad. And she was speeding and got pulled over, and she told the cop that, you know, she just really had to go to the bathroom. She was trying to get home. And the cop said, well, I'm going to write this ticket as fast as I can so you can go home and go to the bathroom. So
that's
he wouldn't
awesome.
Let her go on that.
Oh,
that's
I
awesome.
I felt so bad. I'm like, oh, yeah. Man.
Thanks, Angela. But it worked for my other friends.
Yeah. Don't throw your other friends under the bus if you use something and it doesn't work.
This is Marie.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Love the show.
Thank you so much for listening.
So I actually wasn't speeding. I was swerving a little bit, and I was completely sober. It was just like around 2 in the morning. I was on the phone with my best friend, and she had just broken up with this guy, and she was really upset. So I guess I was just paying more attention to her than the road. So I get pulled over, and the officer's like, hey, are you okay? Like, why were you swerving? It was like, oh, officer, I'm so sorry. My best friend just broke up with her boyfriend, and I was on the phone with her, and I guess I was just paying more attention to that.
And that
really
worked?
Sorry. Well, I think he must have just gotten out of a relationship, too, because he was like, okay, well, how old is she? I'm like, 24. And she's like, will you tell her that there are fish in the sea and she will find love again?
Oh, my
what?
God, Marie.
No way.
Honestly, the best policy.
I can't believe it worked. All right, the crazy excuse you used to get out of a ticket. We'll take more phone calls coming up. We'll jump back on the phones here in under 5 minutes.
You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Can you believe our very own Loren got out of a ticket yesterday without crying? Simply by saying what, Loren?
My son was taking his first steps and I needed to get home to see it.
God. gosh. So we're asking you, what crazy excuse did you use to get out of a ticket before we get into Lorenz Dirty?
Brittany and Mount Holly, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hello. So it's kind of embarrassing how I got out of it, and I didn't mean to. I actually expected to get the ticket. Last year was just awful. My husband had complications from a concussion. He was having PTSD flashbacks. It was awful. On top of that, my son had been bullied at school to the point of welts being left on his arms from being shoved in the metal.
So you said all this to the cop and he let you out?
Well, I didn't mean to, but he made it, like, I'm breaking down, trying not to cry. I knew I was getting a ticket. I was doing, like, I think it was, like, 68 and a 45, trying to get to my son's appointment. And over in Wilkinson, bless his heart, that poor cop did not know what he was going to do. He asked me, he was like, are you okay? And I cracked. I was like, no! And I just broke. I literally just downloaded on him for, like, 5 minutes.
Ugly card.
And everything that's been happening.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, it sounds to me like you got out of the ticket and you got a free therapy session. And hats off to that police officer.
Yeah.
And hopefully things are better with you. Hopefully you're doing okay. You know, we're big, big anti-bullying campaign people here with CMS and the Stand Up Speak Out campaign. So let us know if you ever need anything, okay?
Thank you. We actually got him out of the school. We're over in Gaston County. We got him into a charter school over in Charlotte.
Good for you. Okay.
So much better.
Great. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Let's keep going. Couple more.
This is Aaron and Boone. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to let you know, love your show. Listen to it every morning.
Aaron, thanks. That means the world to us, dude. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I was telling Cole there, just to make a long story short, I have a brother-in-law, I have a close friend that I met 15 years ago that became a state trooper. And I've gotten pulled over 3 times, and I've used I have my brother-in-law as a state trooper card.
Huh.
And it's worked 3 different times. However, the one time that I did use that, the actual trooper went back to his car and actually called that name.
Yeah.
And they went through and said, this guy says he's your brother-in-law. I was like, no, I met him like 15 years ago as a close friend. So he came back with the ticket and saying next time it will be a serious charge of like lying to police officers.
Oh, man.
Like that. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily the good thing. So I kind of learned my lesson on that one.
Oh.
Thanks, Aaron.
A close friend should have your back, though.
I know.
Mandy, didn't you used to pull that card?
Well, I had cousins. One cousin was like the chief of police in New York State, so I got out of it.
Yeah, but he like retired.
Yeah, he's retired. But people still know his name. My friend used his name the other day to get out of it. He's not even related to him, and the guy let him out. We can't get to Zach, but he said he was dating 2 girls at the same time, and he was leaving one girl's house to go to the others, and he told the cop that, and the cop let him out.
What?
Yes.
And high-fived him on the way through the window.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll take this call on Facebook Live. We're going to come back with Lorenz Dirty, though.
I don't even know where to go from there. I can't wait to talk to this person.
All right, good. Okay. Dirty in 2 minutes, then. All right. We'll be jump on Facebook Live, though, on Kiss 95.1 to hear this story. Today
is gonna Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so Mariah Carey parted ways with her former manager, and we told you guys this at the beginning of the week. She says that if Mariah doesn't pay her back wages, that she is going to release and expose a bunch of different stories, one of which a source is saying that Mariah was hospitalized in 2016. Now, Mariah did tell us that she suffers from bipolar 2 disorder. And she was suffering with that from back in 2001. But in 2016, she was hospitalized because she thought that she was going to have dinner with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince. She thought they were all coming to dinner, even though they had passed at that point in time. So
that's creepy.
Yeah. The source is saying that she had just stopped taking her meds and kind of spiraled out of control. So she did get help for it. But
the manager also said, I read this yesterday, Lauren.
Yeah.
That she would take off her clothes, Mariah Carey, and do weird things in front of the manager.
Yeah. Well, they were really close. Like at some point, the two of them were best friends and had a working relationship. And then,
you know. Well, I was just going to say, I feel Roy does the same thing to me and I'm not pressing charges or suing.
Okay. Well. But maybe one day you'll release a tell-all.
The listeners can't see it, but I'm winking at you.
Yeah. All right, dude, 10 out of 10.
All right, Ed Sheeran's bodyguard is going viral. He started an Instagram page, and if you want to follow it, it's at SecurityKev. His name is Kevin Myers, and he is widely known now for his behind-the-scenes view of Ed Sheeran's life.
Hmm.
He has over 300,000 followers.
That's cool.
Yeah. And he's got clever captions with everything, too. Bay had the biggest Coachella YouTube viewing ever. Now, no, it's no surprise that she broke the internet. And Ariana Grande will drop a new song on Friday, and we'll have that for you then.
Let's put Can't Be the Rain, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Hey.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Ethan, Becca, and Daniel, welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, you guys are playing Can't Beat Lorette this morning.
Awesome.
Have you guys ever played before?
No.
In unison, too. You guys are really working together. All right, let's see how you do.
All right, get out of the studio, Lorraine.
I am going.
Lorraine is leaving the studio. We got four cameras set up here in the studio. So if you go into Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, you can actually see she's out of the studio. So we can only hear the questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Before starring on the USA series Suits, Meghan Markle began her career as a suitcase model on Deal or No Deal. She's currently getting married to whom on May 19th?
Prince William.
Question number two. Kanye West and Kim K are set to star in the Celebrity Family Feud. The host of the show also hosted Miss Universe in 2015 and screwed it all up. Who is that?
Steve Harvey.
Question three. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen celebrated their daughter's second birthday over the weekend with a Sesame Street themed party. True or false, their daughter's name is Lucy.
False.
Question number four. Kelly Clarkson is set to host the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. We all know her career began when she won American Idol, but what talent show is she currently a part of?
The Voice.
And question five. Ariana Grande took to Twitter after a five-month absence to hint at a new album being dropped. Loren says it's happening on Friday. This dangerous woman singer is currently in a relationship with what rapper? Three?
I don't
know. Two? One. No answer there. Okay. Come on in, Lorraine. I think they did okay, right, Roy?
Yeah. They did okay. They got three correct.
Our door broke in here, by the way, y'all. So
coming in and out of the studio is a whole thing.
It's literally off the hinges. Okay, here we go. Question number one, Lorraine. Before starring on the USA series Suits, Meghan Markle began her career as a suitcase model on Deal or No Deal. On May 19th, she'll be marrying whom?
Prince Harry.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Ethan said William.
All right.
Prince William. It's currently 1-0.
Right family, wrong brother. True. Question number two. Kanye and Kim are set to star in the Celebrity Family Feud. The host of that show screwed up Miss Universe when he hosted that. Mm-hmm. Who are we talking about?
Steve Harvey.
That is right. 2-1.
Question three. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen celebrated their daughter's second birthday over the weekend with a Sesame Street themed party. TRF, their daughter's name is Lucy.
False, it's Luna.
That is correct. 3-2.
Question four. Kelly Clarkson is set to host the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. She began her career when she won American Idol, but what talent show is she currently a part of?
The Voice.
That is correct. Isn't that a slap in the face of American Idol?
Yeah, right. Well, so technically American Idol wasn't like a thing when she signed on to The Voice.
I guess so. That's true. So.
Yeah, and I don't think she's happy with American Idol from interviews that I've heard. She doesn't like the way they treated her after she won.
Well, I'm sure you sign your life away and they own you. So it's like...
Don't forget she's big on body image and she wasn't happy with them telling her that she had to be a certain weight and all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In her contract. Okay.
Well, currently it's 4-3.
All right, Lorraine, let's see how we do with question number five. Ariana Grande took to Twitter after a five-month absence to hint at a new album going to be dropped. You said on Friday, right?
Yes, this Friday.
All right. She is currently in a relationship with what rapper?
Mac Miller.
That's correct. Final score, 5-3. The one you got. Four wins. They had no answer for that one.
Oh, okay. Well, Ethan, Becca, Daniel, thank you so much for playing, but you know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
This is Ethan, Rebecca, and Daniel. We can be Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, guys.
You guys have a great day, okay?
Hey.
All right, there they go.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorraine Show.
Very dejected, Lorraine. Way to go.
I know, I'm sorry. It's always fun to play, though, win or lose.
That's sure. true. That's true. $1,000 to give to you with the Kiss Cash code. Before that,
Confessions.
Yeah, Confession Wednesday.
And we also have to get in the next 30 minutes. the disaster that was us hosting Atrium Health's talent show last night. We have audio of it to prove that when we had a stretch time, it was a disaster. Roy tried to get an act off the stage before they were even done.
Yep.
We'll discuss it further. Give us time, you guys. It's a great 30 minutes of nonstop MRL coming up.
You got insurance.
All right, couple things going on. Alive After 5 is back this Thursday night at the Epicenter. And if you haven't been, you got to know why Cam Newton calls it the best party in Charlotte. It's because Alive After 5 is great weather, great drinks, great people, great bands. Alive After 5 at the Epicenter Uptown. Roy, we're looking for confessions, though, buddy.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. It's like free therapy. Judgment-free zone. Get that confession off your chest.
You gotta get Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Kiss 95.1.
What's going on, producer Nicole? People are getting put on hold and they're jumping out. Are they getting nervous and changing their minds about getting a confession on the air? 704-570-9595. You can get your confession on the air.
Yeah, she didn't play.
I don't think she knew what I was talking about. No, you put like three people on hold, but they're gone.
Yeah, they had to get screened.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to be over 18, too. Let's put that into play. Okay, we want your confessions. They could be funny. They could be scary. Whatever you got. Something maybe that a couple people in your life know. Something that nobody knows. You see, we have a wide variety. Last week was crazy on Confession Wednesday. Guy won $3,500 on a cruise. Was supposed to use it to pay his wife's medical bills and went on a shopping spree for himself. I wonder how he's doing. Don't you wonder, like, how people are doing that confessed?
Yeah, I do wonder how he's specifically doing, because I don't think his plan was going to go according to his plan.
And remember, he got patio furniture, and he's like, well, that was for her.
Yeah, but she didn't pick it out, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. So please, get your confession on 704-570-9595. While we wait for that, last night we were at Atrium Health Has Talent. We were hosting it. We've hosted this thing for the past 4 years. And it's so cool because we've seen it grow from a little small room at Mercy West to Mercy Hospital to where it is now at the Fillmore. And it was such a cool night. We take turns rotating, introducing different acts.
Mm-hmm.
At one point last night, I thought the act was done, and it wasn't. I get on the mic, and I'm like, yeah, everybody keep it a round of applause. And then the music continues.
Yeah, she was doing a dance, and the music stopped for a second. So I'll reenact it real quick. It was kind of like it was a belly dance, I think, right?
Yeah, kind of like
that.
So
we had, like, some belly dancing music, and it was like...
Right.
Doing a beautiful belly dance.
Right. And I'm like standing at the steps getting ready to walk on.
She's been on stage for probably about 2 minutes doing a dance, right? Then all of a sudden, like, it goes down. Like, it fades down.
And people start clapping, and I'm like, yeah, give it up.
The song was changing, though.
Tiffany Wilder, good job. Okay. So I
just stood there on stage awkwardly.
So, yeah, I'm awkwardly just standing on the stage waiting for her to stop dancing.
Plus, at one point, too, like, they were setting up a guitar or a keyboard, and it took some time to do stage setup. And Roy was up on stage talking about how we were stars on TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Well, and to be fair, we kind of threw Roy under the bus accidentally because we were all supposed to go up together. But Manny and I didn't realize that that was the point we had to go up together. And then by the time you were on stage, Roy, it was too late. We were just like, he's got this.
Yeah, they told us ahead of time. They're like, hey, before this act, you're going to have to really stretch time because we have to set up. So we forgot. And Roy's up there on his own. But don't worry, I took my phone out and got some audio of Roy. This is what you call stretching time on stage at the Atrium Health's Got Talent show last night.
Did you see it? It was on TLC? I mentioned. That's about right. You should have seen the ratings. They went for 2 seasons. And then we went away, magically. Funny how they get rid of me on TV. We were sitting there at home, and we were watching the last episode, and I remember thinking, you know, that'd be kind of a cool way to end our TV run. And it did. We never came back.
Nobody's laughing at my jokes. No hard. I am bombing. Which, by the way, at this point, I'm like looking around for my co-hosts wondering, why am I the only one standing here? Why am
Sorry,
I?
Sorry, your co-host was busy recording this for today's show.
And so in my head, I'm trying to think of how can I stretch time? Why am I up here? Am I messing up? Am I not following the schedule right?
And I think at some point, I even yelled something to you like off the stage, like, hey, talk about this.
So Lorraine goes, talk about Play Anything Day. And I yell back at her on the microphone, I don't know when Play Anything Day is.
What's the date?
What's the date?
So professional. Imagine like Seacrest or Carson Daly on The Voice yelling off stage.
Who knows, though? We may come back for this season. We do have another season left in us. So we may, we're about to start another season here. I think that bothers us. So we may come back.
It's called Play Anything. Told you.
Plug Play Anything Day.
You want me to test it?
Hey, talk about Play Anything Day.
Play Anything Day?
Well, you know, it's like heckling the comedian.
I love it.
What if you didn't hear me at first?
You want me to test it? Okay.
Hey, talk about Play Anything Day.
Play Anything Day? Well, you know, we do have this thing called Play Anything Day. Do you want to yell what day it is? I've already forgot.
I had no clue. I specifically, by the way, because I thought in my head to stretch time with Play Anything Day, and I was like, I'm not going to because I don't know the date, and I don't want to seem like an idiot. And then you guys yell out, talk about Play Anything Day.
Oh, we could have just said we were going to do it in May.
That is so good. Well, we got good news for you, Roy. I don't think you know about this. Producer Nicole has been working on something off the air. You mentioned a couple weeks ago that you had a problem dealing with a certain type of food. And a restaurant that is an expert in this type of food is going to come in tomorrow at this time around 8 a.m. to help you eat it.
Great.
Do you
okay.
have any idea what we're talking about?
I think I do. Is there anyone who can help me stretch time when we're on stage? if you know how to stretch time when my co-hosts were supposed to help me do it.
We'll tell you who's going to come in to help Roy tomorrow. Huh. Plus, our lines are finally jammed with confessions at 704-570-9595. Got a lot going on out there. Someone got back at a boyfriend, and someone else knows that a friend's child isn't theirs. We're going to get into those confessions coming up in just about 5 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1. Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
It's called Confession Wednesday, Judgment-Free Zone. It's where you get to call in and get whatever you've been holding on to off your chest. Let's bring in Anonymous from Statesville. You're first up with Confession Wednesday.
Hey.
Good morning. Go ahead. What's your confession?
So my boyfriend and I have a mutual friend, and he has always told us he absolutely, in no way, shape, or form, wants children. Well, a couple years back, actually, me and my boyfriend have two children, and he has a child that's the same age as our twin boys, which are five, and he has no idea. And the child was put up for adoption, so he's never going to know. Mm. And we actually know the lady that adopted his child as well.
Really?
And he lives like three houses down from us too, so we see him often. I'm like, I want to tell you, but it's not my place to tell you, but I really feel like you should know.
Does the child know that they're adopted?
No. No idea.
So it's kind of eating you up, isn't it, Anonymous?
Yes. It drives me crazy because then, you know, I see all three of them, the mom and then the dad, and you're just like, eh.
Right.
Someone should say something.
Crazy.
I really feel like he knew he had a child, he would want the children.
Child. Mm-hmm.
But. All right. Thanks for confessing, Anonymous. Man. Mm-hmm.
This is Lauren in Mid Hill. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. What would you like to confess?
So I was just actually telling my best friend this last night. So it's funny that y'all did this today. And like several years back, I was pregnant with one of my children. I have three. And my husband was on the phone, and he said something that made me aggravated. I was pregnant, so I was very emotional. And I threw a remote across a room, and I didn't realize which way it went. And it was heading for the TV, and I was like, oh, crap. It hit the TV and broke. And I knew that my husband was going to be mad that his $1,000 TV was just broken. So I was trying to think of an excuse of what happened. So I was like, perfect. You know, the four-year-old was playing with a bat, and it accidentally hit the TV. So that's what I told him. And I said, you know, Chase was playing with the bat, and it broke the TV. I punished him and shot him in the corner. I told him we don't play with toys in the house. And my husband was like, no, that's not enough. He needs a spanking. And I'm like, no, he does not need a spanking. Like, don't spank him. Like, seriously, I punished him. And he's like, no, he needs a spanking. So I was like, oh, crap. And so I was like, okay, well, just don't do it hard. You know, he is only five.
Oh, no.
And so he spanked my son. And I was telling my friend this. And she's like, Lauren, you are a horrible parent. And I was like, no, it was okay. And she's like, I'm so telling Chase when I see him next time. And he's eight now. So, like, I was wondering what my son was going to say, when it goes down.
It's going to be funny when he gets, like, in high school to tell him that story.
Yeah. You know? I'd probably hang on to that one for a few more years.
Don't know about breaking the news just quite yet. All right, let's talk to Stella in Gastonia. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
What's up, y'all? So, I have an on-again, off-again boyfriend. And the last time that, recently were off. So, I was getting all my stuff from his house. And he wasn't there, so I put his toothbrush in the toilet.
Yeah, we've had that confession before. It's a common
that's
one.
That's the top confession.
Yeah, it's every time I see him, I'm like, hey, crap mouth.
Thanks, Stella. Hmm.
All right, let's see here. Last one. Brittany and Claremont, you're on the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Well, let's see. Saturday, my best friend asked me, did I want to go out to the bar with her? She did not tell me what it was for, just a girls' night. Well, come to find out, she has a husband that is 10 years old. She went out and she wanted me to go with her to go cheat on her husband.
Oh.
I didn't know about it until later on that night, and she met up with him when we went out to the bar. And she used to date him back in the day, but I don't know. I think she wants me to help her cheat. And
right. She brought
not...
you along as like a wing woman or someone to say, hey, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, she also told him that we would have a threesome. And
whoa.
I wasn't up for that.
Whoa. My God.
She's assuming
a lot.
I was going to say, that's pretty assumptive.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Huh.
It's a strange confession.
It was. Kind of a strange confession Wednesday all the way through.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when we ask. And we're glad you all feel better about yourselves after getting it off your chest.
Still to come.
So the Kardashian-Jenner family filmed an episode of Family Feud. We know that. But now Steve Harvey is revealing something about Kanye that happened on the set. I've got it for you coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes.
All right, cool. Plus, we're going to tell you what restaurant is coming to Roy's rescue after he announced on the air that he had no idea how to eat this certain type of food. We'll get into that coming up, too.
Shop HendrickCars.com today.
Producer Nicole, do you know how to eat with chopsticks?
I don't.
And you don't.
Everyone shames me.
Yeah. Like, so let's say you're out and you're having sushi. What do you do?
You really
don't tell
know?
Me you get like a fork or a spoon.
I use a fork.
You're one of those.
I am. I'm cultured, but I just don't know how to use chopsticks.
Oh my God. You know, if I've
been to Thailand.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. They literally don't have forks. It was a whole thing.
Second grade in Roanoke, Virginia, was taught how to use chopsticks, somewhere in the public education system failed you.
Essex Bar and Bistro doesn't judge me.
That's right, because they do have sushi. Not a lot of people know that.
They do have sushi every day of the week from 4 p.m. to close. They have fresh sushi. It is good.
You know, my favorite is the Dory Roll. You have to check out the Yum Yum.
That's my fave.
Yeah.
It's yum.
They also have the 007. I believe that's Manny's fave, but you have to go to Essex Bar and Bistro. They're in the heart of Uptown.
Yeah, uncork and unwind tonight at Essex Bar and Bistro. Get you some sushi.
Scatell's Jewelers.
Sorry, y'all. We're getting reports of some static on your radio this morning. Of course, if you get static or you don't hear us very well, just let us know. You can call us. Check this out. The Moo and Brew Fest is back, Roy, April 28th at the Music Factory, where we were last night at the Fillmore. You can come by and sample beers from 50 craft breweries, burgers from 15 burger joints, live music from awesome live bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Moo and Brew Fest, April 28th.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Roy, you told us a while ago that you went out for a lobster dinner.
So, yeah, they had a really good deal on lobster. So I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
One big lobster.
The whole thing.
The whole
balls
thing.
And everything.
Yeah. And I didn't know. I kind of thought, and this is going to be stupid and you're going to laugh, but I thought that you just, you maybe like ripped off the arms and stuff and the meat kind of poured out.
Like you it was like crab legs, like when you eat crab legs.
Yeah.
You didn't realize it was that much work from the conversation we had the next morning.
I kind of thought you just ate crab. I didn't realize it's a shell.
And you said, I think, and I quote, it was way too much work.
My gosh, so here I am with like a spoon and forks trying to like pick at the shell and bang it on my counter. I don't have any tools to open up the dang thing. You know, no one gave me an instruction manual.
Well, actually, guess what? Producer Nicole, someone heard this story and wants to come to Roy's help tomorrow.
Yeah, so we were, when you were talking about this, we were on Facebook Live. And someone reached out saying that she works for Red Lobster and they're pros at it.
That's great. Plug bell.
So they're coming in, bringing some lobsters and
fantastic,
showing you how it's done so you won't have that issue again.
And then I'll show you how I do it and you're going to be like, oh.
Perfect. Yeah. So we'll see how you do it at first.
Yeah.
And then they'll show you how to properly cut open the lobster.
I had little red bits everywhere. Because, like, I was literally, yeah. I was, like, just chomping at it little by little. Just red shell.
Did they give you crackers or anything with
no,
it?
No. No, I didn't know you
so
needed a cracker.
So how were you, like, did
a
you
fork
have a
and a spoon
laying
just
around?
Beating it. Just
it's,
beating it.
It's, like, dead, but even in more pain
right.
because of you.
And it already freaked me out that I could see its eyeballs. That was a whole separate thing. I didn't realize it looked real.
Right. Well, tomorrow, the experts, the people from Red Lobster, heard your cry for help.
Yeah.
They saw your lobster signal up in the sky.
Yeah, they're going to help me. That's
and they're
great.
Coming to help you tomorrow. We'll do that just after 8. Make sure you're with us for some hilarity as Roy tries to open a lobster.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
By the way, lobster for dinner. Lobster for breakfast is something entirely new for me. But you know who definitely has lobster for breakfast?
Marin?
Yeah. It's like a bougie.
Come on.
Mimosas. Look me in the eye and tell me you've never had lobster for breakfast. That's what I thought. It's happening in the Dirty.
What life goes on?
I don't know.
Doesn't everybody get that on first class?
All right. Anyway, Taylor Swift.
When you flew Emirates, you didn't have lobster too?
Here we go.
Hello, Dubai.
All right, Queen Mommy.
That's my imitation of bougie Lorette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, Taylor Swift, she had an interesting Saturday. Now, there was a man busted while trying to break into her Beverly Hills home. He was wearing a mask and rubber gloves. If that's not scary enough, he was carrying a knife, live ammunition, and black rope. There was also multiple masks found in his car. He was, of course, taken to jail for stalking, felony stalking charges, and released on $150,000 bail. Steve Harvey is opening up about his episode with the Kardashian-Jenner family. Now, it was actually the Kardashian-Jenners versus the West family.
Family Feud.
On Family Feud. And Kanye West is a huge fan of Family Feud. Who knew?
Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had
really?
On the show. He loves the show.
Yes.
His people said, Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working. Kanye, smile!
Hey, we played Google Feud on this show.
Yes, we did. We played it.
We should have Kanye play it one day when he's on. Yeah.
And Chris Hemsworth, he plays Thor, but his stunt double is now saying that he's the best person to work for in Hollywood. Because he repays him and says thank you with expensive watches.
Whoa.
The guy says that he had to train twice as hard because Chris is much larger than he is. But to say thank you, Chris knew he was putting in double the time to, you know, get that same build and would give him watches as a bonus.
Kanye, we asked 100 customers at a bakery, what do they say to the person when they go in to make their order?
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Show me hurry up with my damn croissants.
Hey! Number one
answer.
All right, would you like to steal or pass? Or I don't know the word.
You're going to play.
You're going to play? Play or pass?
There it goes.
Okay. Also, if you didn't already hear the sad news, Barbara Bush has passed away at the age of 92.
That was my next joke. Yep. Timing.
Sorry. I figured I had to end your little thing over there. Yeah.
It's probably better for everybody. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
All right. So I'm not blessed with a good amount of girls, but I know that there are some women out there that are. And if you like to sleep on your stomach, I found a body pillow for you. It is a body pillow that allows you to sleep on your stomach with the girls cut out of it, so you're not like putting so much pressure on your chest when you go to sleep. I think this is really cool. It's like, it's kind of like the body pillows that have the belly cut out for pregnant women.
Yeah.
Except for this is for women with large girls.
Never knew that was an issue.
Oh, yeah, it is. There's a whole thing. It's hard to sleep anyway.
Right.
But your back hurts. There's like all kinds of things that go along with large girls.
I mean, I'm a big guy. I wonder what it'd be like if I became skinny. Wonder how sleeping would be for me. You know what I'm saying?
If it would be different?
Yeah, because I didn't realize the stomach is a whole thing and the puppies are a whole thing.
Yeah, the puppies are a big thing. So we'll have that information for you up at kiz95.com. Yeah. What'd you say?
I said, let that be drive for Roy. You know, you have to reach for something.
That would be
the body. I'm trying to get a good night's sleep. Maybe I'll drop some weight. Yeah. You're looking good, dude. You're still down, right?
Sure.
Oh, we've leveled a little?
As of right now, I think we're in a strong plateau.
Okay. Well, bro, you lost 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Congratulations to Roy. Up next, we're going to talk about a new study says when a couple does this, it might be contagious, and other couples that know them might do the same thing. We'll discuss in less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
So if you want to win $1,000, you got the Kiss Cash code. Give me that code word. Make sure you're listening with Cameron coming up at 11 a.m. That's your next chance to win. We do it all day at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. We'll give you that code word that you text to 40772, or you enter it online at kiss951.com. Super simple. Super simple.
Is it possible, you guys, and we could grab some calls on this right now if you think it's true, if you think there's any truth to this? Because I think it has to do with how strong your relationship is personally. I don't know if it has to do with anyone else. But a new study says at least 35% of people that were interviewed for this study say that they were divorced after a couple they were friends with got divorced. In other words, they claim, this 35% claims that, yes, it's true, divorce is contagious.
I 100% agree with that.
You do?
Yes.
But isn't that saying that, like, there's something wrong with your relationship?
Yeah, I think you have to be aware of it. I'm kind of going through a situation like this right now where I have someone in my life who I was really close with who was going through a bad breakup or relationship or whatever it may be. And as much as I love that person, I could feel that tension then creeping into my relationship with Dallas, to be honest with you. And Dallas and I are going through a really interesting, stressed time right now. So I couldn't have that added stress in my life. And I had to put a little distance there, to be honest with you, because I could feel that stress creeping into my relationship. And I think if you're aware of it, and by all means, you have to choose your family over somebody else, you know, but that was a really hard thing that I had to decide. And it hurt me, you know, but again, family for me is number one.
So you're saying it hurt you to distance yourself from this couple?
Sure. Yeah. I love these people,
right?
But it's just too much. I can't.
If you agree with Loren that yes, it's entirely possible for divorce to be contagious, give us a shout, 704-570-9595, because I kind of disagree. I think it has to do, you kind of admitted it yourself there, and Roy, you heard it. Your relationship has some stresses of its own right now,
sure,
which everybody's marriage
anything,
is going to have.
Right. But that doesn't have anything to do with other people. It's just, it's like when you hang out with a group of people and they're constantly stressed out, like that stresses you out personally. It has nothing to do with you going home to Amanda.
Especially because, like, a lot of times when people are breaking up, everything's so petty. Everything is so dramatic.
Right.
And pulled to a 10. And you're like, whoa, I don't need, if you could hear yourself. Mm-hmm. You're even blabbing crap. Like, just like sometimes you do need to get a little stress free. But I was kind of taking it on a different light. I kind of thought that you know, it's contagious because let's say you have a friend, they're going through a divorce. Well, now your friend's out dating and he's like, whoa, I am loving being single.
I'm not drinking.
I'm not having a good
this.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it seems like, oh, it's like the old days. That's kind of how I thought it'd be contagious, that it looks fun.
Is divorce contagious? 704-570-9595. Maybe it's yourself or someone you know got divorced after a couple that they knew got divorced. Because Kim sent us a message and said, totally true. I agree with Loren. I divorced my husband after my best friend divorced her husband.
Wow.
We had the same issues, and I didn't realize it until she was telling me about her marriage that I realized I had those issues in my own.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a good point, too, because if you're sitting there talking to your friend and your friend's like, my husband doesn't do this,
mm-hmm.
my husband goes out late at night, or my wife does this or not that, you know what I mean?
Sure. And like you said, every relationship has stresses in them. It's just how you handle them. And sometimes there's more stress than other times in your life.
I wonder how many divorces come out of left field, too. You know, like where the couple,
I don't know.
Where the person surprises that, you know, their significant other in their relationship, where they're like, I want a divorce. And you're like, what?
I have another friend that just happened to.
What?
Yeah.
Seems like someone that's in denial.
I know.
Like, how do you not know a divorce is coming?
Well, I think she had a whole thing on the side and he didn't know about.
Oh.
So she divorced him and said, hey, I'm going another direction.
Yeah. And then my best friend from Florida, it was really sad.
I mean, my wife told me that, and I mentioned this on the radio, you know, a couple weeks ago when I announced that we're expecting a second child. My wife told me that, like, I was really disappointing to her during her first pregnancy. Like, she was nesting. I didn't read that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read any of it, you know. And she's like, you're doing so much better now. And I feel really bad that I put her through that bad stress without mm-hmm. even knowing. And she could have turned to me and been like, you know what? I'm going to do this on my own. Are you kidding me? Holy cow. All right. We'll take your phone calls on that. Plus, Roy, the gay man in the room.
What's up?
Congratulations to you. There's a man who claims this turned him gay, and he couldn't be happier.
You don't get... Okay.
No, he says a specific thing that he did, quote, turned him gay.
I can't wait to hear this.
You went to watch Magic Mike.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
He had a fire in his house.
I felt something strange. It was weird.
All right. Hang on, you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun coming up here in the next 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn.
So this guy, a 23-year-old, tells the Daily Mirror newspaper in London that he was a, quote, hot-blooded heterosexual.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
That's how Loren describes herself. But he says this changed his sexual orientation, this one thing that he started doing. He says that he had to take painkillers, and because of that, he now identifies himself as gay, and he loves it.
Over painkillers?
He thinks there's a gay pill.
He says he noticed his libido for women had gone and was wanting male attention after he started taking the painkillers.
What?
The painkillers is a medication used to treat the epilepsy, a pain associated with the brain, and some anxiety disorders that he was having.
Okay.
He said, I was with a girlfriend, and I had been with her for about 6 months. I had never been interested in men. It took me a while to realize what it was. I stopped taking it for a few weeks just to see if the desire for men left.
And did it?
It did.
Mm. No.
That's what he says.
I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that's how it works.
It doesn't.
He says, I'm back on it now, and I'm very happy. I want to keep taking it because it makes me feel happy about my sexuality. It made me feel very open, and it's liberating.
He's always been gay.
Yeah.
And he just, and for whatever reason, in his head, he's probably ashamed of himself, to be honest.
That might be right, Roy.
He's probably ashamed of himself.
That's why I brought this article up. I wouldn't have done it if we didn't have a gay man on the show who could speak about it.
There's a lot of gay men that are ashamed to be gay, and it's so sad that they still have to live that way. I'm very lucky to say that I've never been ashamed. I've always, you know, when I wasn't publicly out on the radio, it was... The only reasons behind it was because I didn't tell my family. Mm-hmm. And everyone who knew me, everyone who worked with me knew. But I didn't tell my family. And that, so I wasn't ashamed of that. It's just, that's something hard to do with your family.
Nervous.
Yeah, it's nervous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's probably ashamed and he wants to find a reason or some excuse behind to describe how he actually feels. So that's so sad. He has to-
I do wonder if he was maybe suppressing it, like Roy's saying.
Oh, yeah.
But this drug somehow gave him like a proper chemical balance.
The neurological thing,
right,
yeah.
Where he felt okay coming forward with it now.
Probably.
I mean, the fact that he says he's okay and it feels liberating means that this drug is working for him and getting rid of that anxiety and the stuff that was built up inside.
But you said it's a pain medication, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
So you have a good point. So he had all this anxiety about him being gay, so he pretended to be straight. Then it eased his anxiety, and then he was like, yeah, I can be gay.
But pain medication doesn't ease anxiety. If he was taking anxiety medication, I would be like, okay, this totally makes sense.
I just threw it out. Let me get it.
I don't know. Pain medication makes me feel pretty good. Well, if I have pain, the friend, not just.
Hold on, I missed the can.
I was like, really?
I missed the can. I got to go all the way in the corner to get it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sure it's
anxiety medication.
Well, what are you doing?
He's not crawling under the TV. You know,
all right, I got it back. Okay. He says that the medicine is used to treat epilepsy, a pain associated with the brain, and generalized anxiety disorder.
Okay, so it is an anxiety medication.
Can I throw it back out?
Yes, that makes more sense.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I was reading some articles because I like to learn about LGBTQ history because I am not the greatest gay man. I do need to know more about it. I do try to learn. And, you know, that's why a lot of gay men are awful in, like, in their relationships is because they're still struggling with that shame, you know.
Yeah.
So he found, in my eyes, an scapegoat for it.
Okay. Well, the guy claims that the painkillers turned him gay, but we just broke it down and realized, no, he's always been gay. Now he just feels okay talking about it.
But now how many people who are just, like, curious are going to buy that pill?
I mean, I've already put an order in. I want to check my sexuality out, see where I stand, what side of the fence.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to tell you, a woman actually went into debt doing this for another friend of hers. We'll tell you what that is coming up in just about 5 minutes. All right, so we have $1,000 for you 5 times a day. We already gave you the code word at 8 a.m. this morning. You got another code word at 11 and 1 with Cameron, and then 4 and 6 with AJ. Now, we're going to give you the code word, and all you got to do is text it to the number that we give you.
40772.
Put that in your phone right now.
Yeah.
There's not, in other words, you can play however many times you want to play during the day. There's not like a one-time only deal.
Right.
You can play 5 times a day. So when you get the code word, text in that number and just sit there. You honestly don't have to wait for anything except us to hit you back to tell you that, yes, you've won the $1,000. It's the $1,000 KISS cash code, and it's back, baby. On KISS 95.1.
I like the whole "it's back, baby." Mm-hmm.
It's back, baby.
Yeah.
Come on.
So this woman went into debt for going to too many weddings.
Well, weddings are really expensive, especially if you're in a wedding party.
And we've hit wedding season, haven't we?
We have.
She went to 20 weddings, 12 bachelorette parties. Which, don't even get me started on me trying to figure out how many people she's friends with for her to go to all that crap.
How many?
She went to 12 bachelorette parties and 20 weddings.
Oh, my gosh. She's well liked.
Yeah.
She spent $13,000, over $13,000.
Wait, on 20 weddings?
Yeah. She spent about, I'm guessing she rewore
some of her
dresses.
Because I'm like,
What's a bridesmaid gown go?
What do you spend on?
500?
No, less than that. Like between probably 250 and 400, I would say. Like 350 is probably the average.
Doesn't the bride pick everything out for you and you just have to go get it?
A lot of times. Yeah. And then there's some brides that are great and they're like, hey, I like this color. You get to pick the style of the dress, which I think is kind of cool too.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that?
I did not, but I only had 2 bridesmaids and they both liked the dress that I picked anyway. Okay. So.
Well, when I kind of broke everything down, it is actually pretty much a good deal. She spent about $9,000 on weddings, about $4,000 on bachelorette parties. But including in that was a trip to Tuscany,
mm-hmm.
which covered about $1,000 for flight hotel.
Tuscany, Italy?
What's that? Well, it says Tuscany. I don't know if it's in
Italy. Well, yeah.
Was she in Loren's wedding?
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder if you can turn down. You know, in other words, if someone comes to you and says that hey, I want you to be in my wedding, you can't turn them down.
Yeah, you can.
How?
I think if you said, like, listen, financially, like, I just can't. Oh. I can't do it. I'd love to come to your wedding. I just can't afford to be a bridesmaid and buy a dress and do your bachelorette party. Yeah. And you know, so my friends do this move, too. When somebody gets married and goes on a bachelorette party, they want to split the bride's bill between all the bridesmaids.
They're not supposed to pay.
Yeah.
Neither is the groom when you do a bachelor party.
Yeah.
But I just got asked to be in a wedding for my buddy's second marriage. I wasn't invited to his first wedding because I was across the country and he got married in New York. He's like, Manny, I want you to come to this one and I want you to be in my wedding party because I want you to be better luck for me than the first wife. He found out his first wife was cheating on him because every time she would go out, she would leave her wedding ring.
Well,
and
yeah,
he finally picked up on that.
Hmm.
It's a good
Isn't that
sign.
Weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
And then, sure enough, she was cheating with the trainer.
Mm.
So he's like, not only was she cheating on me, but she was cheating on me with this big buff guy.
Yeah.
But I have to go to a wedding, man. And I didn't say no. Not that I would want to, but, you know, it's in the Bahamas. And then I got to worry about a bachelor party. I'm on an email chain now.
Yeah.
You know?
We just said no to a wedding in the Dominican Republic because flights were astronomical. And I was like, we just can't do that right now.
To be in the wedding or just go to the wedding?
Just to go to the wedding. But still, the guy in Dallas are good enough friends where if we said yes, he would have been invited on the bachelor party.
I said no to a wedding because it was in Phoenix, Arizona, which isn't as cool as Dominican Republic, but it was really hot. And it was like 400. It was like, I was looking at plane tickets. I'm like, I'm not spending $500 on a plane ticket. So you guys had higher standards than me. Oh, man. But, you
know
she,
is,
she, by the way, had to use 12 vacation days when she spent that money. She spent like $13,000. She had also used 12 vacation days to do all these weddings.
Gosh, yeah. Who is this person?
I don't know. Whoever she is must have a good paying job and good vacation.
Yeah.
Not only that, she must be the best friend ever.
You know what? She has too many friends. I have maybe two friends that I would do anything for. Outside that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Am I one of them?
Of course you are.
Thank you.
And well, you said two, so I hope I'm the other one.
It.
Okay,
you're two. You guys are my emergency contact.
Where your ride or dies.
You are.
And poor Roy, he just wants to go to a bachelor party somewhere. Can someone invite him to a bachelor party?
Roy's never been to a wedding, right?
No, I've been to weddings.
Oh, you've never been in a wedding.
I've never been a part of a wedding party. Okay. No,
or a bachelor party.
Or a bachelor
right?
party. No, yeah. Because none of my friends got married. My one friend got married before I became friends with him. And he's my best friend, and I would be like his best man. Mm-hmm. And then my other friend is not interested in getting married. How about that? So that dream went out the window.
I gave a best man speech for my good buddy Jason, who told me a couple weeks ago that my speech disappointed him. How about
really?
That?
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't want it to be funny and about me so much. He's like, you're a huge personality. You should have blown up the room. And I'm like, I wasn't feeling that. It was about you and your wife.
Yeah. My best friend didn't do a great job at ours either.
It's hard.
I know.
No, I don't want to do it. I didn't know there was so much pressure on the speech.
There is.
Well, that's the best man. You could be in the wedding party and not have to give a speech. In fact, I recommend that. I hate going to weddings where everybody picks up the mic.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. And then you talk about things that happened in your past so long ago that nobody knows what you're talking about. I remember in senior year when Jennifer told me, and you know, Jennifer, you said that you were going to marry Matt. Then Matt moved.
Meanwhile, if I was doing the speech, I'd be like, I don't remember anything past like 2 days ago.
Exactly.
This guy's awesome.
All right. So here's where we stand. Invite Roy to a wedding.
Or else.
Or else. And he also is excited to do your best man speech.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wake up, wake up.